Today is Wednesday, November 27th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I faded out the music a little bit too much, like all the way out, and then I had to bring it back up. Oh, well, I'm not going to edit that because we need to pack. I'm sleepy. We need to pack, and we need to get on the road, and I didn't want to record in the car because Mark will be in there, and I don't know, for some reason I feel a little bit self-conscious, like when he's in the car, and no, well, when he's around and I'm trying to record. So we'll see how that goes on Thursday and Friday, but anyway, so I wanted to go ahead and record before. I'm really sleepy though. I don't know why I'm so sleepy. Like, I don't know what's causing me to be so sleepy because I got a full night's sleep. I was looking for, so I really like legal shows. I really like shows all about, I think I should have been, other than the fact that I don't like confrontation, I feel like I should have been either an attorney or some sort of politician. Because I'm a people pleaser, I'm really good, I mean, this is going to sound horrible about me, but in the past I've been really good at like determining what people like and then being that person. So I think that would, you know, basically being a fake person is what I'm saying. So maybe I would be a really good politician because I could be a fake person, right? Because that's what makes you a really good politician, isn't it? You determine what your demographic or what your base wants, and then you just morph into that person. I don't know. Anyway, so I don't know. I think I would really find interesting law specifically and politics. They're both interesting to me. And I really liked West Wing, and I really like all kinds of legal shows, and I really love Madam Secretary, and like there are all these, but that's ending, and so I'm getting kind of sad, and this new show started called All Rise that I'm really liking about a lady who becomes a judge, but I think it's going to get canceled. This is another thing that I do. I look at this website called Renew Cancel Index. And I'm always constantly throughout the season looking and figuring out if my show's going to be canceled. And so anyway, last night I was, I think All Rise is going to be canceled. I was getting kind of obsessed about that. And I was like, what am I going to do if they don't have another legal show next year? Well, Bull is on. I watched that. But I want as many as possible. So I found one, so I just did a Google search for like legal shows, and most of them I had watched, but there was one called Silk that is a BBC show, and I fell asleep watching episode one, so I can't really say much about it, but I can say that they have 3 seasons, so if I like it, you know, that'll give me a little bit to watch. I can't really get over the fact that they wear wigs still in England in their legal. So they're all like walking around in normal clothes, you know, and everything, and normal hairstyles and everything, and talking about their case. And then they walk into the courtroom and they put on this powdered wig. And you think you're back in the 1800s or something. It kind of takes you out of it a little bit, you know? Anyway, so I don't even know what that had to do with anything, but there you go. So I watched that last night. If you guys have any recommendations for legal shows, old or new, let me know. I never watched the one with the guy, the meth dealer guy. I can't think of it now. But anyway, they had a spinoff called Better Call Saul, and it's about an attorney. So I don't know. I don't know if I need to have watched the other show, though, in order to like it. All right. Well, here we go. Let's listen to a voicemail.
Hey, Adam, this is Gary again. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Gary.
I'm glad you guys are going to Austin for Thanksgiving. I lived there for 17 years. I just sent you an email this morning with some things to do in Austin. I know you got it already pretty well planned. But the one thing I would really suggest that you could do is the 37th Street Christmas display. It's unique and Austin weird. And it's out right off of North Lamar. Anyway, don't miss that of all the things that I suggested. be careful driving down there. It's a long way, so take your time and y'all enjoy it and have fun. Tell Mr. Mark how for me. Y'all have a fun and happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Well, thanks, Gary. I got your email. Sorry, I haven't responded to it, but normally I respond to these things on the show anyway. So, yeah, I got your recommendations. I was just thinking, I hope we didn't pick a really bad time of the year to go because it's going to be cold. We're going to do a zip line, I think. There's like a 3-hour zip line tour. I don't even know what a zip line tour is, but where you buy it, they call it a tour. And I don't really know, but I think we'll do the Christmas lights thing that you were talking about. But I was just thinking, oh my gosh, you know, it's a cold time of the year, and a lot of the things you want to do in Austin are outdoors. So we'll see how that works out. But it's going to be a fun trip anyway, and we're going to take our time, and we're going to drive to Dallas tonight. As soon as I'm done recording, we're going to pack and then take Sydney to the boarding place and then get on the road, and we're going to go to Dallas tonight, and then we'll go the rest of the way to Austin in the morning, so it should be fine. All right, let's listen to one more voicemail here.
Oh, yeah. Hello, this is Bob. Bob Smith, I love Chick-fil. Yeah, it's great chicken. I love their hamburgers. Oh, I love your show, Adam. Yeah, really great. Yeah, keep oppressing those gays. Okay, I want to win the $50 Amazon voucher. Bye.
Well, I'm gonna be a dick because first of all, I know that's Scotty. Scotty, why are you calling the actual number? You always send in because you wanted me not to know who it was. That sense of humor, that biting sense of humor that you have. Even if I didn't recognize your voice, which I did, then, you know, I still would know who you are because, I mean, come on, it's Scotty little Aussie Battler, but yeah, I'm not supporting oppressing of homosexuals. I don't think Chick-fil-A oppresses homosexuals, but you can think that if you want. I mean, you know, that is totally up to you. What you think. Do they even have Chick-fil-A in Australia? I don't really know. Well, you know what? I'm not entering you in the contest if you don't tell me the right name. If you pretend to be someone else and I draw the name, then I'm going to be looking for a Bob in Australia. I'm not going to be looking for Scotty, but I know that was Scotty. Anyway, thanks for the call, though. You should tell me who you are, though, next time. I mean, for real. But anyway, so, well, I have a couple other voicemails, but I will play those on tomorrow's show or Friday's show, something like that. But I guess all I have to do to get a few people to call in is offer money. But I don't know. So anyway, we're going to, other than just watching legal shows, I've just been, you know, trying to do some last minute stuff at work, and we're still not finished decorating, and we have boxes all over the living room with all of this Christmas stuff. I usually, over the cabinets in the kitchen, I have all these glass canisters or glass, you know, whatever you want to call them, and I usually put Christmas ornaments and sparkly things and lights and fake snow, and I bought, you know, all these different, like, Christmas trees and Santa Claus head and, like, all this stuff. And I put that over the cabinets in the kitchen. And it's a really nice. I've taken some pictures of it before and I've gotten compliments. But I haven't had time to do that yet. So I've got boxes full of that stuff. And Mark is trying to figure out the centerpiece for our dining table. It's interesting because we never invite people over to our house. Anytime we're going to do anything, we usually go, my parents don't come over here hardly ever, you know, unless we just invite them. So, I mean, they don't just drop by because I don't know, they think we're going to be having sex on the table or something. I really don't know. But so we have to specifically invite them over. So most times we just go over to their house, and our friends that we go to parties, you know, birthday parties and stuff like that, kind of the Filipino community, we there are a lot of them. And it's a lot of work for us to throw. I mean, we would have to throw a party and have all of them over, and we don't have enough seating. And so last time we did it, like, we did a housewarming at one point. We had to rent chairs just so we would have enough chairs for, like, these 40 or 50 people, you know. And then you have to buy enough food or cook enough food. And I don't know. It's a really big deal. And we just don't have, you know, I just feel like we don't have the space or the chairs or the, you know, whatever. So normally we're just going to parties that are being hosted other places, so they don't usually come over here. And although we did, the last party we went to, one of the friends said, "Hey, when are we getting an invite over to your house? We've never even seen it. We've been here a year. And we're going to be moving in another, you know, less than a year because we're going to buy a house. So we'll probably wait to have another party until we have a housewarming party for whatever our new house ends up being. I don't know. But we've still got to, you know, we still decorate. We still do the tablescape and the over the cabinet and the Christmas tree and the, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I like Christmas decorations, so that's fine. And he really likes Christmas decorations, so it's all good. But, I mean, it's a lot of work, like I was saying before, and we are not done. So next week, I guess we're going to finish up, you know, after we get back from our trip. All right, well, I've got to go pack. I haven't done that yet, so I'm going to pack, and then we're going to get on the road. So I will end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.